have any idea what kind of plane it was?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any idea what hit the World Trade Center?
What it was?
Yeah, what kind of plane? We're getting reports that an airplane hit the building.
I didn't even know that, honestly.
It might have been a DC-9 or a 747 just flew past my window, and I think it may have hit the Trade Center again.
To be honest, Elliot, I didn't get the impression that it was that big a plane.
Tell us what you saw, if you would.
I was waiting at a table, and I literally saw it seemed to be like a small plane.
He described it as a small plane.
It was a small commuter plane.
He's just joining us here at Sky Center.
Yeah. Wow, I never seen a plane flying so low. And we looked out at it, all of a sudden, boom, it seemed like it wasn't even real.
Then like 20 minutes after, I just saw another plane coming on the backside, making a huge turn and then hitting the other tower.
Where was the first plane coming from?
From north.
What did the plane look like?
Like a 737, like a jet plane.
I just saw a second plane come in from the south and hit the south tower halfway between the bottom and the top of the tower. It's got to be a terrorist attack.
There's a plane, a commercial plane coming towards us. It's going to hit my building. It's going to hit my building. All of a sudden, I made a left-hand turn and a right, and it hit. All of a sudden, the whole downtown area just shook. It just literally, there was an earthquake at 1.2, and you can literally see the whole thing just explode.
And it actually went into the building there on the upper
floor.
Yeah,
going into the building. And I never saw that plane before. It's like something, I don't know, it's like they work with the mold. I never saw a plane like that before. Yeah.
And again, it was not a normal flight that I've ever seen at an airport.
All right. Thank you so much, Jean Yerman.
You're very welcome.
Eyewitness here to a loud sonic boom she described as she was sitting inside her apartment.
There was a loud sound that I can only describe as it sounded like a missile, not an airplane. Then there was a loud explosion. And
some people said they thought they saw a missile. I don't know how people could differentiate, but we might keep open the possibility that this was a missile attack.
I was on my roof and I saw something from where I am. I really can't see what it is. I saw something go into the other building because from where I am, I could see the World Trade Center.
I don't know how people could differentiate.
At any point during this day, were you just, in a very base way, afraid?
There were many times, Miles, that you were afraid. You were worried, especially when I was standing in front of the Pentagon that night, seeing one of our fortresses pried open by a missile, airplane, missile, airplane, missile, airplane, missile, airplane, missile, airplane, missile.
Il mattino dopo entriamo nell'area proibita a bordo di un mezzo della polizia. Il tenente Michael Pappas ci racconta la sua discesa all'inferno.
Sì, facevamo parte di una squadra di soccorso con il compito di assistere le linee metropolitane, sia quelle sotterranee che quelle esterne. Abbiamo effettuato le ricerche dentro il negozio di fotografie e dietro la cassa abbiamo trovato un tavolo. Sopra c'erano tutte le pellicole che erano state sviluppate, con i nomi dei proprietari in ordine alfabetico e con la scritta da consegnare l'11 settembre alle 10 del mattino. Così abbiamo pensato, dobbiamo portare in salvo queste fotografie. In fondo sono i ricordi delle persone. Per loro è come se l'11 settembre non fosse mai arrivato. Il tempo si è fermato, alcuni orologi sul muro segnavano l'ora precisa in cui si erano fermati, 8:45.
the entire top part of the World Trade Center explode. I turned on the TV when I heard they said it was a plane. It was really strange.
LA first. Frank Buckley is in Los Angeles with us. Frank, what can you tell us about what's going on there?
Aaron, we just saw what appeared to be the worst possible situation. The last thing that we want to show you, in fact, people arriving here at the airport appear apparently friends or family members of some of the victims of at least one of the flights. Three flights were bound for Los Angeles, and they are not arriving here, obviously. Now friends and family are beginning to trickle in. We haven't seen any until this moment. Two people just arriving here at the airport. We can tell you that just within the last 15 minutes also, this terminal has, they have begun a process of evacuating this terminal. And in fact, all of Los Angeles Airport is being evacuated now, we are told, by airport police, who we just spoke to just a few minutes ago. I'd like to let you hear from Lieutenant Howard Whitehead of the Los Angeles Airport Police as to the status here at LAX. Three flights were bound for Los Angeles that appear to have been involved today. What accommodations are being made for the friends and family of passengers?
That's being handled by the airlines. They're having a meeting now concerning that, so that information you have to get from the airlines.
So officially,
thanks very
what
much.
Are you starting at this point?
We're starting a total evacuation of the airport.
Will that include both workers and passengers?
Only key employees will remain at the airport.
This is the entire airport that will be evacuated?
Yes, ma'am.
Why
well,
the evacuation?
Because the evacuation has been ordered. I can't tell you why, but that's what it's, that's
is that
our stance now.
Is that a security threat to the airport?
It's precautionary at this point.
Thanks very much. That was Lieutenant Howard Whitehead of the LAX Police telling us again that just within the last 15 or 20 minutes, an order has come down, a command decision to close, to evacuate the terminals at LAX.